Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you
still Sir Elton, bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I encourage you to check those websites out, please. Use them to your advantage. I think you'll find some things there that will help you. Tom Asecker is our guest, our good friend. Tom, give us your website, please.
The Business of Belief is where you'll find the new book, everything about it. Unless you're in North Korea, they've banned it there, so you can't.
Congratulations. That's a badge of honor for you. I wish my book were banned in North Korea, but I'd be bragging about that. So, can they find all the other books and everything else there while they're there?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. There's a link to other books. And,
so check all that out there, folks. Tom, we've been talking about the randomness of reality, how, you know, control is so elusive, and we talked about how to not try to control everything. We still have these things that pop up in our lives and our businesses. One of the things that seems to me that will help you deal with things that pop up in life that you didn't see coming maybe is from a management standpoint is to not be a crisis manager. If you can go ahead and solve problems when they come up and get them off the table, so the next thing that comes into your life, whether it's an opportunity or a challenge that you can turn into an opportunity, you're not still fighting yesterday's problems. What do you think about that?
That's very true. And I think even more importantly, Jim, and I mean you've written about this as well, is understand what's truly relevant to your audience, to your customers, to the marketplace. Start eliminating all of that stuff that's not.
That's right.
Instead of letting it keep popping up as a problem. Ask yourself, does anybody care about this?
That's right. That's part of the definition of eliminating crisis management. The people I see who can't deal with, who want more control but seem to never get it, are the ones that are continually in crisis. And it's and a lot of the reasons is what you were saying, they're trying to be in charge of things that they don't have any control over.
Yeah, listen, you have to look at what matters most and focus all of your attention there. And if there are other things that you know matter that you cannot focus on and be great at, find people that can do it and let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just talked to a guy the other day, and I asked him, I said, I thought you were launching at the first of the year this you know, new website and all these great things. And he's trying to do things he shouldn't try to do, and he's got himself all bound up and tied up in it now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not doing what he should be doing to grow his business.
Let's use him as an example. What's he doing that's causing all these problems for himself?
He's trying to control everything.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure...
He won't delegate? Are you saying he won't delegate to his people?
He won't let it go. Let it go to someone else.
Yeah,
you know, I mean...
Hey, Tom, I've been there. I've done that. That's a big mistake. My life changed when I became... We talked about this in the last hour with Jim Cantarucci. My professional life changed when I learned how to delegate. It was not easy. I had a hard time with it.
Well, because you know what? You need to understand what's going to move the business forward.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the gas pedal? When you find the gas pedal, concentrate and put your foot down on the gas pedal. Don't spin around and start fooling with the back seat and the windows and everything else. Right? But people don't understand what it is that drives their growth. Once they understand what drives their growth, they can focus on that, let everybody else deal with the other stuff. Right? Drive the car.
Yeah.
Don't try to do everything.
Well, this is one of the things that I talk to small business owners about all the time, about the CEO job that they have to do. And that is to constantly promote themselves to do things that they that only they can do, and fire themselves, literally fire themselves, from anything that anybody else can do.
Yeah.
And isn't that the closest way to come to get to where you can say, all right, I'm as close to control as I can have, right here?
Look,
what do you think?
You know, well, I think what they should do, a lot of these business owners need to do, is they need to go to Hollywood, and they need to just see if they can stand on the set of a movie and watch how many independent professionals are brought in to do a movie. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous, the number of different companies and people and organizations, and they all come together, and they trust the process.
Mm-hmm. Nobody argues about the process, right?
No, they don't. Nobody tries to take control of the process because you can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it. But why do we think we can do it as business owners? You can't control it. You've got to put the right people in place mm-hmm. that have done it before. Let them have some authority. Let them go do their work. And they'll do it.
Yep. That's an excellent point. And folks, if you love control, that you've got to let go of control if you want to ever have it. That's the irony of all this.
That's a paradox, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon. Give us that website one more time.
It's thebusinessofbelief.com.
Thebusinessofbelief.com. Tom Asecker, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival to take us out.
On the bayou. On the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.